California Initiative to Erode Proposition 13 qualifies for 2020 ballot. By Chris W. Street on October 22, 2018. Advocates qualified a 2020 ballot measure to erode California's Proposition 13 protections against unlimited property tax increases by splitting the tax roll to spike business taxes by up to $10.5 billion. A coalition representing public employee unions, social justice advocates, and public education collected more than the 585,407 legal signatures required to qualify a state constitutional amendment for the November 3, 2020 ballot titled, "Requires Certain Commercial and Industrial Real Property to be Taxed Based on Fair Market Value. Dedicates Portion of Any Increased Revenue to Education and Local Services." With rampant inflation forcing older homeowners and small businesses out of their properties, a California voter grassroots coalition rebelled against Democrat Governor Jerry Brown in 1978 to qualify and pass with 62% support an amendment to Article 13A of the state constitution stating the maximum amount of any ad valorem tax on real property shall not exceed 1% of the full cash value of such property. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association, HTJA, has fought off numerous efforts by progressives and public employee unions to repeal Prop 13 and its 57% annual property tax savings over the last 40 years, with about $49 billion in 2018 tax savings. A Public Policy Institute of California poll in April demonstrated that voters still favoring Prop 13 by a lopsided 57% to 23% margin. Democrat politicians often refer to Prop 13 as the third rail of California politics, touch it and die. But the pro-tax coalition cleverly structured its 2020 initiative as a property tax split roll. The initiative promises to maintain Prop 13 protections for homeowners, while spiking annual business property taxes by $6.50 to $10.5 billion. According to an April 2018 poll by BIC, likely voter support for split roll flips to 61% versus 33.0% opposition. But the HJTA told Breitbart that the bait-and-switch tactics will fail when voters figure out that the initiative's sponsors are engaged in a two-step process to fracture opposition and dump all Prop 13 protections in the end. Homeowners may have voting power, but they need apartment owner and small business financial donations to compete against huge union war chests funded by dues.